old cat sprang up with a jump. But just as she turned round to ask the cook what the noise was all about, the little gingerbread man cleverly jumped under her tail, and in an instant was trotting down the garden walk. Mouser turned in a hurry and ran after, although she was still rather too sleepy to know what it was she was trying to catch. And after the cat came the cook, lumbering along rather heavily, but also making pretty good speed. Now, at the bottom of the walk, lying fast asleep in the sun against the warm stones of the garden wall, was Towser, the dog. And the cook called out, "Towser! Towser! Stop the gingerbread man! I want him for little Bobby!" And when Towser first heard her calling, he thought it was someone speaking in his dreams, and he only turned over on his side with another snore. And then the cook called again, "Towser! Towser, stop him! Stop him!" Then the dog woke up in good earnest and jumped up on his feet to see what it was that he should stop. But just as the dog jumped up, the little gingerbread man, who had been watching for the chance, quietly slipped between his legs and climbed up on top of the stone wall, so that Towser saw nothing but the cat running towards him down the walk, and behind the cat, the cook, now quite out of breath. He thought at once that the cat must have stolen something, and that it was the cat the cook wanted him to stop. Now, if there was anything that Towser liked, it was going after the cat. And he jumped up the walk so fiercely that the poor cat did not have time to stop herself or to get out of his way. And they came together with a great fizzing and barking and meowing and howling and scratching and biting, as if a couple of Catherine wheels had gone off in the wrong way and had got mixed up with one another. But the old cook had been running so hard that she was not able to stop herself any better than the cat had done, and she fell right on top of the mixed-up dog and cat, so that all three rolled over on the walk in a heap together. And the cat scratched whichever came nearest, whether it was a piece of the dog or of the cook. And the dog bit at whatever came nearest, whether it was a piece of the cat or of the cook, so that the poor cook was badly pummeled on both sides. Meanwhile, the gingerbread man had climbed up on the garden wall and stood on the top with his hands in his pockets, looking at the scrimmage and laughing till the tears ran down from his little caraway seed eyes, and his raisin mouth was bubbling all over with fun. After a little while, the cat managed to pull herself out from under the cook and the dog, and a very cast-down and crumpled-up-looking cat she was. She had had enough of hunting gingerbread men, and she crept back to the kitchen to repair damages. The dog, who was very cross because his face had been badly scratched, let go of the cook, and at last, catching sight of the gingerbread man, made a bolt for the garden wall. The cook picked herself up, and although her face was also badly scratched and her dress was torn, she was determined to see the end of the chase, and she followed after the dog, though this time more slowly. When the gingerbread man saw the dog coming, he jumped down on the farther side of the wall and began running across the field. Now, in the middle of the field was a tree, and at the foot of the tree was lying Jocko, the monkey. He wasn't asleep, monkeys never are. And when he saw the little man running across the field and heard the cook calling, "Jocko! Jocko! Stop the gingerbread man!" he at once gave one big jump. But he jumped so fast and so far that he went right over the gingerbread man. And as luck would have it, he came down on the back of Towser the dog, who had just scrambled over the wall and whom he had not before noticed. Towser was naturally taken by surprise, but he turned his head around and promptly bit off the end of the monkey's tail. And Jocko quickly jumped off again, chattering his indignation. Meanwhile, the gingerbread man had got to the bottom of the tree and was saying to himself, "Now, I know the dog can't climb a tree, and I don't believe the old cook can climb a tree. And as for the monkey, I'm not sure, for I've never seen a monkey before. But I'm going up."